Let's begin with the story of the Hôtel Dieu le Comte. It's a former hospital founded in the 12th century by Henri I, the Liberal, Count of Champagne, a powerful, generous man. The current U-shaped buildings were erected in the 18th century. They were converted into a hospice and were then closed in 1988. They've now been renovated and house a university. The Hôtel Dieu is enjoying a new life with its young students. On the Quai des Comtes de Champagne side, one of the pavilions of the Hôtel Dieu le Comte is the home of the Pharmacy Museum. It's easy to spot. Just look up and you'll see an imposing sundial on the façade. The Apothecary's House is unique of its kind, containing a laboratory and a pharmacy in which an astonishing collection of 18th century painted wooden medicine boxes, known as Silène, is on show. Inside these boxes, you'll find sage, lime, chamomile, mandrake root, bloodwort, and powders made from human skulls, mummies, and precious stones. Interested? You'll also find hundreds of examples of beautiful porcelain, glassware, pewter, majolica, alberelli, pillboxes, and tripods. A paradise for amateurs and connoisseurs alike. As you walk along Rue de la Cité, take a look at the main courtyard of the Hôtel Dieu. It's protected by a monumental wrought iron gate made in 1760 by Pierre Delphin, iron manufacturer to King Louis XV. Its pediment bears a shield with the arms of France.